Hi, we're looking back on February 25th, the day in 1964 when Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston to win his first World Heavyweight Championship title.
And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. I told the world.
It was on this day in 1981 that Christopher Cross scooped the awards at the Grammys, with Sailing winning Record of the Year and Song of the Year. His self-titled debut won Album of the Year, and he won Best New Artist. February 25th birthdays, Herb Elliott is 82, one of the greatest middle distance runners of all time. He won the gold medal and set the world record in the 1500 metres at the 1960 Rome Olympics.
Into the home straight, Elliott increasing speed, almost arrogantly disregarding the rest of the field.
Pee Wee Wilson turns 80 today, the bass singer and co-founder of the Deltones.
Come a little bit closer and you will see.
I was meant for
you, dear, and you were meant for me.
A few sporting birthdays today. Former Australian test leg spinner Stuart McGill is 49.
And that's stumped.
Well, what a start for Stuart McGill. Really, he frustrated Gary Kirsten.
Nova Peris is also 49. The sporting great and former politician became our first track and field athlete to win gold in two different sports, hockey and running.
Peris kneebone! Nova Peris kneebone's won the gold!
And Benji Marshall is 35. The West Tigers player in the NRL and former Golden Boot winner has played 300 games and counting.
Shut the gate! The best player in the world at the moment scores a solo classic!
Finally, George Harrison was born on this day in 1943. The Beatles guitarist and songwriter went to number one in Australia with his first solo release in 1970. He was 58 when he died in 2001.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Remembering George Harrison on February 25th.